हेलो,
यस श्रीमुजी,
कैन यू हियर मी?
यस श्रीमुजी।
आई एम सॉरी, आई एम बिट लेट। या सो टुडे व्हाट इज द सब्जेक्ट?
टुडे इज लिबरेशन इन द पाम ऑफ योर हैंड, लिबरेशन इन द पाम ऑफ योर हैंड।
ओके, सॉरी, आई एम वेरी सॉरी। टेल देम आई एम सॉरी, आई एम बिट लेट। या सो व्हाट द सब्जेक्ट टुडे?
लिबरेशन इन द पाम।
Okay, so today's subject may be liberation palm. Today might be, we might have a little bit short class. Okay, which chapter now? Liberation palm, which chapter we are having?
This is in the Great Scorpio Rinpoche, day 17.
Day 17.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, page number.
Page number 533.
Okay, but when I'm late, so maybe, yeah, so okay, so maybe you might all have thought maybe what happened to but they're saying the late is better than the never, so I made it. That's a really, yeah, I made it. That's a better than, yeah, that is. That's better than the never making them. Yeah. So now the total liberation palm. So maybe we'll go from that. Yeah. So day what?
Day 17, which
Okay, we'll go from day 17. Okay. Okay. So page number Khazir.
533, which
533, right?
33 is launched.
Very good. Page number
Five
500.
hundred and 33.
Okay, so that is about the page number 533. It's about the sixth course, no? De developing the altered self, then developing the bodhicitta. Yeah. So last time, do you remember me? Last time I talked about the six courses, no? Told me about the six, yeah, things, no?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a six courses. Is do you know the what is the six courses? That last time we have discussed, not about the six courses, yeah, that we have discussed the last time. Yeah. The most important thing is here. One thing you have to know, that one thing, that all these six courses, it will good that if you can practice 2 3 minutes or meditate the 2 3 minutes on it. Yeah. 2 3 minutes. So now what will we do is right now maybe we'll come to the now we will so on the you can see it talks about a bodhicitta. As you can see in the textbook, it talks with bodhicitta. Page number
Which one? 533.
533, day 17.
A large.
Now you can see in the page number 533. Yeah, so it talks about the bodhicitta. So developing the bodhicitta, as you can see, that the realm there, the bodhicitta, it means that through thinking the benefit of the all of the sentient beings to achieve the Buddhahood, that's the real bodhicitta. For the sake of the liberating the all the sentient beings from the suffering, then the thing yourself to achieve the Buddhahood, that is called the bodhicitta, real meaning of the bodhicitta. So that's a real meaning of the bodhicitta. It does not mean that what it really it means that to think the benefiting the all of the sentient beings, we have to think that, yeah. To think the benefiting the all of the sentient beings, for sake of them, you have to think that to achieve the enlightenment. So that is a real bodhicitta. Yeah. So for that's why. So maybe what will we do is that okay? Today the developing the bodhicitta, there are 6 steps, no? Recognizing the all of the sentient beings or the mother, and as you can see. So today we will class, we will do a little bit different. Okay, what will we do is we will go back to the first step. Okay, first course. Can you see in the page number, can you see in the 522? First course, understanding the all of the sentient beings to your mother. So I will leave for the few minutes for the meditating on only that part. Okay, try to understand, try to think that the every of the sentient beings have done your mother in the past life. Think like a every of the sentient beings, like your friends. Like your pet, like your horse or dog and the cat or the whatever, okay? So meditate that. Once you get a little bit kundan meditate, you can read only that chapter, okay? Read little bit and try to meditate, okay? I will leave for the few minutes, okay? That's the first step, okay? So we will do a little bit different, okay? So only that's the first course, okay? Understanding the whole of the sentient beings as your mother, okay? Okay, so yeah, that's you have to do that, okay? On that field, you have to meditate, okay? So I will leave for the few minutes, okay? Understanding the whole of the sentient beings as your mother, okay? Now, this first thing is not there, but it won't be the very strong. When you meditate again and again, then slowly the feeling will become more strong and strong. Okay, so you meditate on that field, okay? I will leave for the few minutes, okay? Little different is that today, once you cannot understand very clearly, then you can read that chapter, okay? Understanding of that chapter in the liberation palm, read it and try to meditate. Read and meditate, okay? Usually sometimes we used to do like that. Try to read for that only that part, okay? Understanding that part, read little bit and the close your eyes and try to meditate, okay? Second point, the remembering their kindness and the repaying that their kindness. So you have to think that the every of the mother, how they treat you, how they care you. But that there might be some people might be could not get exactly the mother's kindness, then they can think that their father kindness. And the thing that the repaying that their kindness. Oh, there you have to do like that, okay? So repairing the two points, okay? Thinking the kindness of your mothers and daughter, and the thinking the repaying their kindness, okay? Okay, that you have to do with that, okay? So that, okay, two points. Now you have to meditate, and when you have to read these 2 points again and meditate, okay? So this is the way how we practice the bodhicitta, okay? Then at the last point, then you start meditating on the bodhicitta, okay? First, this is the course of the bodhicitta, practice on bodhicitta. Okay, so we have to do that, okay? So you meditate and do that, okay? So 2 points, okay? Now you can see there are 6 courses. For the first point, you meditate. Now the second point is the 2 points, okay? Thinking the kindness of the mother and the thinking the repaying the kindness of their mother, okay? These 2 points. First, you think of how your mother done the very kind towards you. Then you think that all of the sentient beings, when they are doing your mother, they also did a very kindness towards you.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, meditate that, okay? Okay, can you hear me now, Fong?
Yes, Rinpoche. Yes,
okay, very good. Okay, we'll meditate that. So that is something. Just I'm next to my window. There's one sick bird, crow. Really, I think it's a sick. And the also weather is very hot and they want to drink the water, so I don't know how to help here. I'm worried that if I go nearby, it will run away and maybe it might fall. And also, I saw the mother was bringing some food and giving the food to that yam and the sick bird. I think, sick or maybe not fully grown. Yeah, so like that, okay? You just think and meditate, okay? All the sentient beings, when they've done the mother for us, they're really very kindness. So think the kindness of your mother and the thinking the repaying of the kindness, okay? And thinking the repaying the kindness of father and the all who are the person who are very kindness, kind towards you. Okay, you meditate that, okay? Okay, I will leave for the few minutes. Okay, 2 points, okay? Okay, Fong, can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, 2 points. Now, today, that is the generally for the beginners, for the meditator, sometimes on the bodhicitta practitioner, it's also advised like that. Read the book and just close the book and try to meditate 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then again, read the book. Then again, meditate. So it will also be advisable. Yeah. Okay. So maybe now what will we do? So we meditate on the fourth and fifth point. Okay. So these are the steps are very important. You have to also, it will be very good if you memorize the 6 steps. Then when you close your eye, it's very easy to meditate. Right now, all the meditation steps, right now you have not memorized. These 6 steps, it will be very good if you memorize it. So steps, first number 1, number 2, number 3. So when you memorize it, when you close your eye, it's very easy to meditate. Okay, first step, second step, third step, fourth step, okay? So that's why 6 courses, the 6th course you have to memorize. Understanding the all of the sentient beings, the mother, thinking the kindness of thinking that they are kindness, and thinking the repaying that they are kindness, okay? Third one, no? Like this way. वाह चांग मच लोल सुन तो ना यार बोल वाह कुंभ टूक
नो
जोर वाह जूप
नो
ओके मे बी इट माइट कम इन द एग्जाम ओके ओके नाउ द फोर्थ कोर्स करे फोर्थ कोर्स नाउ फोर्थ कोर्स इज व्हाट इज द फोर्थ कोर्स द फोर्थ कोर्स इज मेडिटेटिंग लव दैट कम्स फ्रॉम देम फोर्स ऑफ द अट्रैक्शन तो सो नाउ इज द फोर्थ कोर्स द फिफ्थ कोर्स लव एंड कंपैशन ग्रेट कंपैशन प्रैक्टिसिंग द कंपैशन फॉर द ऑल ऑफ द सेंशन बींस ओके And practicing the love toward the, all of the sentient beings. Okay, now the love and compassion is the fifth and sixth one. Yeah. So that is okay. Yeah, fourth and the fifth course. Okay, fourth and the fifth. Okay. So, yeah. Fourth and fifth course. Yeah. Okay, fourth and fifth course. Just practice the compassion. Okay, the compassion and love and compassion. Also, it will be very good that later on, if you get some time, you can discuss each other the, how you practice the compassion. How you practice the love. So you among your discussion is very good. Then you will get the, some new ideas and also you're expressing the your practice. Also, you might feel that the wow, so how's the my practice is going on? So also it's important. In the we call that the discussion. So in the monastic system, it's we pay very important for the discussion. So discussion is important, mainly the what you discuss, okay? You practice, meditate, and your experience, you have to discuss this point, okay? So otherwise, if you start with the discussion, maybe you can discuss with so many different topics. In this world, there might be the zillions of thousands of the millions of the topic to discuss. So that in your life is very limited. No, like you cannot go and discuss the all the issue. Now the here, the practicing, how you practice the compassion, how you practice love, what's your feeling, what's your experience, that you have to share with each other. This point, okay? Then maybe sometimes when you discuss your experience or when you discuss it, then you will know that really you're crazy or not. Yeah, because sometimes, as I told you before, when you're meditating and some one person told me whenever he meditates, some aliens join with him to meditate together. But I will not say they're crazy. Really, it can. Maybe happens. No, that's what he's sharing, his feeling, no experience. There's nothing wrong with sharing the feeling. Yeah, I'm just looking at that bird. Really, it's just next to the cross, just next behind the young glass. Only the glass between the sick crow and the maid is only one glass. I wish that my Dharma sounds can go and that he can hear something. Maybe that will bring the some of the, I mean, the positives, positive, I mean, the imprints in his mind. Yeah, maybe even the hearing the Dharma words. Even this cow, crow, even the bone in the crow, when they're hearing the Dharma words, Buddhas, it may help to eliminate their bad karmas. I always go to the zoos and the places to say the Buddha mantras and the chants to bless the animal. Some people feel that I really like the animals, but not that is not my purpose to visiting the zoos. Yeah, I visit go and read the sutras, the mantras to bless the animal with the Buddha's mantra. So help them to reduce their negative karma. Oh, so good. Now the few birds gathered, maybe. Yeah, so, okay. So that's the point. Okay, so maybe what I'm saying, okay, now that you meditate, okay, love and compassion. When you're meditating, the love toward the whole of the sentient being, practice joy to generate compassion toward all of the sentient beings. This meditation first might be you will not feel that much the strong. While you're practicing little by little, then one day you will feel very strong compassion and the love toward the others. Yeah, when you generate the more strong compassion, more love toward others, then you will feel the negative emotion will become the decreasing decrease. Then you will see the decrease of negative emotion. When you see the decrease of the negative emotion, you will feel more peace inside of the mind. That is something very strange. I mean, it's a very strange, or the, in the it will be how it affected the. How it affects that the compassion practice affecting the mind is that way, the decreasing the negative emotion. Okay. 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 Now you meditate that. Okay. The compassion and the love. Okay. It's the compassion and love. The difference is that the compassion is the thinking the. Thinking the may the sentient beings may out of the suffering. That's called the compassion. Love is the thinking to wishing them have the happiness. That is the love. When you wish someone to have the happiness, when you wish someone to have the joy, that is the love. When you wish someone to get rid of the suffering, that is a compassion. Okay. Okay, we'll do that. Okay. Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, Srimuji.
Okay, now the sixth course is altruism and the bodhicitta. Now the sixth course is altruism is now you have to thinking that something really I have to do. For the sake of the sentient beings, I will achieve the Buddhahood. That's it's called the bodhicitta mind. Now the benefiting, the sake of the benefiting the all of the sentient beings, I will achieve the Buddhahood. That is the okay bodhicitta main factors. Okay, now what will we do is that, okay, now you all have to meditate on the bodhicitta. When you meditate the bodhicitta, main point is that now you have to think that the sake of the whole of the sentient beings should achieve the Buddhahood. Okay, to benefiting the all of the sentient beings. That's the main point of the bodhicitta mind, okay? And then with this meditation, and you have to combine the great compassion toward the all of the sentient beings, okay? Mm-hmm. So to achieve the, when you will achieve the Buddhahood, when you will become the Buddha, it's very difficult to say. Japan, we are legendary, only two person have achieved the Buddhahood in the one life. That's one called the Milarepa and one is Amansapa, two person there. One is monk and one is not monk. Milarepa is not a monk. That in one life to achieve the Buddhahood. Yeah, one life they achieve the Buddhahood in one life. There's two person. Tibetan in the legendary, they say the two person. You have the very commonly accepted two person, Milarepa and the Vansava. But the Milarepa is not a monk. Vansava, he was a monk. So that's why Vajrayana says that that's the way it's called that a person can achieve the Buddhahood in the one life. That's a Vajrayana's, I mean, the main point. We can achieve the Buddha. We can become the Buddha in the one life. So that's a Vajrayana, the possibilities talks, okay, not a guarantee. Possibilities and guarantees are different. Vajrayana, they say the possibilities are there, not a guarantee. Okay, now you practice on bodhicitta, okay? Meditate on the bodhicitta and, okay, compassion, two things together, okay? I will leave a few minutes. Okay.
Yes, Srimuji.
Hello.
Yes, Srimuji.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I was, yeah, my student came and there's something we have to discuss. Yeah, I just went out from meditation session. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So maybe it's a, it will be good, as I told you before, sometime now in the later, maybe if you discuss a little bit about the, your experience, okay, meditating and how you feel, your feelings and experience, if you discuss that will be also very good. So it's important. So sometimes when you share the experience of the practice, when you share the experience of the, your meditating, also good. Because sometimes also when you, once you don't share, even when you're meditating very wrongly, you will not know it, whether you are doing right or wrong. So we have the one saying that the, every of the meditation experience should be exactly same as the what the ancient, the meditator, the experience. But the, when the explanation should not be the same, how your explanation can be the difference. How you explain the things can be different, but the experience should be matched. So experience of the eating the sweet, what's your experience of the eating the sweet and the, my experience of the eating the sweet, that should be matched. How you explain the sweet and how I explain the sweet should not, it might be different, there's no problem. The experience of the eating the sweet of the, my experience of eating the sweet and the, your experience of the sweet is not matched, then someone is having the wrong experience. When you eat the sweet and the, if you experience something very sour, then maybe something wrong in your taste, tongue or something. Yeah. So that's the same thing when you practice in the bodhicitta, the experience should be the match, but the explanation should not to have to be matched. Okay. Now you meditate from the six steps. Okay. Six course. Okay, after the bodhicitta, don't look at a book. Okay, think first step, second step. Once you cannot remember, look at a book. Then again, meditate. Okay, first step, think the first step, like recognizing the all of sentient beings are mother. Then meditate a little bit. Then second step, think the repaying the kindness, thinking the kindness of what? Then meditate a little bit. Then third step, third course. Okay, there are the six course. Okay, six course I call as the sixth step. Okay, you when you cannot remember the third step or third course, then look at a book, okay? Then meditate, okay? Do that, okay? I will leave for the 5 to 10 minutes, okay? Then I have to go a little bit out and I will come back, okay? Okay, phone.
Yes, Ramji.
Okay, thank you. Now today we'll stop here, okay? Okay, today maybe I won't move with the meditations and looking at the books and the try to move meditate. So most important so today is today's point is to just remember the six courses and the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is the result of the six courses, okay? So six causes that you have to be in the mind. Okay, whenever you try to meditate, first you have to remember the first step, second step, third step, and first cause, second cause, third cause. Okay, about the bodhicitta. Okay, thank you. Again, see you soon. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And also, tell whenever now the prayer session, pray for all of the sentient beings. While you are praying today, a little bit different, okay? Usually, normally, when you pray only the words, no? Today, you pray with the meditating, okay? And what you learn from the today's session, okay? You don't have to follow the steps, okay? Whatever among the six courses, whatever you feel easy, just straight go and practice, okay? Still.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.